Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because you can listen to this online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. The first hour, it is the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour would be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, and some classics thrown in, but most of it, you probably haven't heard it before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. We've got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Plastic Picnic, Julia Shapiro, and Ages and Ages. Today's reissue song is from Daryl Hall and John Oates of a classic self-titled album. Also in this morning's entertainment, we have a new single from Keita Alexander, and I decided to make her today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark. So please join us for that, plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Love, Fame, Tragedy. Love, Fame, Tragedy, besides being a Picasso painting, is also the stage name for Matthew Murph Murphy. Murph is associated with the Wombats and the driving force behind Gorillaz. Apparently, Murph has been squirreling away some musical ideas that inspired him to, well, keep them, but not they didn't sonically fit well with the Wombats. So he got this wonderful debut solo track entitled My Cheating Heart. It got my attention on first listen. Immediately reposted it to my SoundCloud page, and at that time it's had like 120 spins. It's already up to 500. It's also on Facebook. See what you think. New music from Love, Fame, Tragedy here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That was the latest material from the Millennials here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Millennials, formerly known as Eos Tribe, is another one of those bands that reached out to me directly. They sent me an introductory note and a link to their latest single. That was back in October, and the single was Gotta Go. So the Millennials are an alt-rock indie sextet from Copenhagen, Denmark. They've been a band for about 3 years now, and they released their debut full-length album in 2016. Then they were quite quiet. They broke that silence with the aforementioned single, and now they are back again with another single. The boys sent me a link over the weekend for this show, and that's the one you just heard. That is called Shaking Love. Changing musical direction with a tune from Night Cars. Night Cars are an indie alternative soft rock trio from Madrid, Spain. They recorded their first EP in 2017 and received some local attention. Then they released a standalone single a year later, still trying to get their footing. 2019, they released 3 singles thus far, and the latest being Disappear. They have an eye on releasing an EP later on this year, so I'll keep my eyes open for that. So new music from Night Cars here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That was the latest material from Plastic Picnic here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. We are right in the beginning of the new release show. Thanks for joining me here on a gray Thursday morning. Plastic Picnic, which is a great name for a band, is a Brooklyn-based band comprised of four Pacific Northwest transplants. The duos, Luke and Pinario, Hunter and Taylor, they developed their styles playing in separate Seattle projects, and it wasn't until they moved east that these pairs were brought together by a mutual friend, which is a great story in how somebody meets and forms a band. I first found these guys in 2017 with the release of their debut self-titled EP. It was a while back. This new single is called After You, and which will be on their upcoming EP, Vistalight, which is set for release on July 19th.
My son had a drinking problem at college. I had no idea things could get so much worse so fast. A friend suggested we try Al-Anon family groups, even though our son claimed his drinking was no big deal. I didn't want to go to an Al-Anon meeting, but I'm sure glad I went. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Next up is a new one from Pretty. Pretty, which is a difficult name for a band, is a modern new wave five-piece from Los Angeles, California. They've tried to differentiate themselves from other bands named Pretty by putting a period at the end of the name, the same way kind of the band Fun did. I found them last year with their debut single, Breathe Some. They noticed that I had played their song back then and sent me a thank you note. Over the past weekend, Pretty sent me their latest single, Take It Easy. New music from Pretty here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Take it easy, baby, before we start something.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with Keita Alexander right up to the latest here from Ages and Ages. So far. Latest music from Ages and Ages here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO, and it's TK here with music you might otherwise miss. Ages and Ages, they're an 8-member strong mixed-gendered collective based out of Portland, Oregon. They focus on up-tempo, alt-pop, and indie. I first found them in 2014 with their outstanding album Divisionary, which made my top 10 of that year. For 2019, Ages and Ages have released their fourth studio album, Me, You, They, We. I played the pre-release single, How It Feels, back in April, and with the release of the full album, I thought I'd revisit it and feature another track from the disc that was called Way Back In. Well, it's time for our first feature. This is called The Lineage. This is the part of the show when I play a new tune from an artist, and I'm going to follow up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun and helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is Keita Alexander. I first found Keita Alexander back in June of 2015 with the release of her debut standalone single, My Own Way. I actually looked back at my notes to see what I wrote about her when I first discovered it. I wrote, quote, this unsigned 19-year-old surfs and writes some great tunes. This is her music debut, and I'm thinking they'll be hearing a lot more from her, unquote. Since that time, Kida has indeed, well, gotten signed. She penned a deal with Warner Music, which has allowed her to release her music to a larger audience. Absolutely love when that happens. Her latest effort is a single, which came out about 6 weeks ago. This is called Between You and I. So this is Kida Alexander. She's today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Favorite song. go, oh, oh, would you let me go, oh, oh, would you let me, would you let me, would you let me go, oh, oh, would you let me go, oh, oh, would you let me, would you let me.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Kita Alexander with Go My Own Way. It was originally released in 2005 as a standalone single. Hey, if you want to have another installment of Music You Might Otherwise Miss, I do another version on Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. It's the same concept we do here, is exploring music you're not going to hear anywhere else on the new release show, but it's still an opportunity to catch some music you won't hear anywhere else. Come find your new favorite song with me Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. Keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Daryl Hall and John Oates. The album has been re-released. The album that has been re-released, rather, is their classic self-titled disc, sometimes known as the Silver Album. It was originally released in 1975. It was the album that the pop duo put them on the map with the monster single Sarah Smile. Other songs of note from the album are Grounds for Separation, which was considered to be a part of the Rocky movie soundtrack, and the other tune was Alone Too Long, which was featured in the HBO television series Hello Ladies. I ended up going with Sarah Smile. Of course, it's the famous one. So this is Daryl Hall and John Oates with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Eyes. I can feel you watching in the night. All alone with me, I were waiting for the sunlight. When I feel cold, you warm me, and when I feel I can't go on, you come and hold me. It's you and me forever. Sarah, smile. Oh, won't you smile for me, Sarah? If you feel like leaving, you know you can go. Why don't you stay until tomorrow? If you wanna be free, you know, all you got to do is say so. And when you feel cold, I'll warm you. And when you feel you can't go on, I'll come and and me forever. Sarah, smile, smile. won't you smile and lie for me, Sarah? Me feel like a man, not keeping me crazy, crazy.
Freeform Radio. Tufts University. Let him finish. 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two songs, that was a tune from Mike Adams at His Honest Weight. Such a clever name. Mike Adams at His Honest Weight, which is, like I said, a hilarious name. But they're a six-piece six-piece, rather, ethereal alt-pop band out of Bloomington, Indiana. They've been at it for a couple of years now, honing their craft, self-releasing their material, and playing gigs as often as they could get them. And it's paid off for them. The boys got signed to Joyful Noise Records back in 2016. This album is called There Is No Better Feeling. It's the second collaborative effort between the label and between Mike and the boys. New album hit stores on June 14th, and the song I just played there was Do You One Better. The song I played earlier, I guess it was back in April, was called Pressing Flesh, or Pressing Mesh, rather, and that was the pre-release single from the album. So since it just came out, I thought I'd revisit the effort from Mike Adams and His Honest Weight. Keeping the tunes going here with a new track from Germango Dreaming. Germango Dreaming is a Sydney-based artist making, quote, dreamy spaced-out tunes and strong grooves behind it, giving listeners the chance to shake their hips or kick back and take it easy, unquote. He states that his influence is drawn from his dad's old disco and 80s pop records, as well as modern psych pop and dance music. He's also a member of Hector Gotchen and Dives, as he plays with them in their live gigs. He just penned a deal with French record label Nice Guys, and together they released this single, Breeze. New music from Germango Dreaming here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. brand new stuff from Ria Rosa here on 91.5 WMFO Freeform Radio from Tufts University, also available online at WMFO.org. Ria Rosa is a five-piece dream pop indie chill wave band formed in Baton Rouge. There are Maria Rosa Goff, Jacob Stanley, JT O'Neill, Jeffrey Livingston, and Aaron Dupree. Together, they just released that standalone single, Nothing, or Better Than Nothing, rather, and it's only their second single so far. I really like that tune. Next up on the playlist is a tune from Julia Shapiro. Julia spent most of her time with the band Chastity Belt. Well, she decided to step out on her own. Her debut solo album, Perfect Vision, came out June 14th. And it allowed her to pursue her own vision of what the music is supposed to be like for her. It's a tad different than what she did with Chastity Belt, but it's still sweet and enjoyable. The pre-release single, which I played back in April, was called Natural. And since the album dropped, I thought I'd revisit it again with another sample from the disc. This is I Lied. New music from Julia Shapiro here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. WMFO. Let me slip in one more from Janine's. Brooklyn's Janine specializes in ultra short bursts of energetic energy. Minor key, melancholy kind of pop. They released their new album, self-titled, on June 14th. I played a couple tracks already and decided to slip in one more. This is called Too Late. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.